Hey everybody, how you doing? This is Roy Richardson, your friend and neighborhood tech troublemaker. And tonight's episode, we're going to talk about conversations. And, you know, it's amazing. It seems like such a toxic culture these days. So many people disagreeing with each other, and that's okay. Disagreeing is fine. But can we disagree in a polite way? And so tonight's guest, Ana Zaghari, is a pro at having conversations that are difficult, because that's part of her show that she does on YouTube. And so here's my guest, Ana. How are you doing tonight?
Hi.
Confetti, yeah, see?
I love confetti. It's the best. Confetti is the best. And digital confetti, it's even better because you don't have to vacuum it afterwards. So I love it. Thank you so much for having me.
That is true.
It's just, you know, pleasure to be here.
So for those who don't know, Ana has a channel, Ana Zaghari, Faith 52. Mm-hmm. On
Correct.
YouTube, we'll show all that stuff off later. She also has a podcast. She's on a little bit of a break right now, so thank you for taking a moment out of your break to come be on my show. But she also does a live stream every Friday where she talks with faith leaders. And your calling, your ministry has been to teach others how to be a good Christian leaders for youth and for children. And just kind of tell us about yourself, kind of, you know, what all your ministry involves.
Yeah, well, you know, it's been a journey. I was, before pandemic, I was in children's ministry. I would pack my car every Sunday, and my family and I would go to different apartment complexes and just do children's church for those children that could not go to a church for lack of transportation or a responsible adult and, you know, all kinds of things. So that was super fun that, you know, if you didn't notice, there was this virus that came to shut down the world. And so we had to stop doing that. And because I've always liked technology and I am a super fan of PowerPoint and all kinds, you know, YouTube. I was a little bit more ahead of my friends in children ministry of as far as the live streaming and all that kind of stuff. So during that time, they were trying to convey the church's message for the children to the parents so they can minister to their own children on Sunday or just, you know, do a live streaming. So I started teaching them how to do that and how to show yourself on camera and those kind of things. So from there, you know, we move, we live in Houston, well, outside Houston now. And it's kind of the country. So everything is far from me. So a way to start ministering again to people was to Zoom and live streaming and all that kind of stuff. So from there, I created that YouTube channel, Faith 52. And I do interviews every Friday. I bring somebody from the community or somebody that inspires me or that I would love to be friends with. And they're doing something amazing for the world. And I interview them on Fridays at 10 p.m. But you and I were in this Lead a Challenge group where we became friends. And actually, you've been also a guest in my channel.
That's true. I was really nervous that day, so I'm sorry. Hopefully I didn't ruin your show. So
no. On the contrary, it was so much fun. You're so much fun.
I try. I don't know. My family thinks, well, I think I'm funnier than I really am. So, you know, my family reminds me of how funny I'm not. So that works out really well for me.
Oh my gosh. Yeah. I hear you because they say the same thing about me. I'm like, but I'm so funny.
Yeah, I make myself laugh all the time, so I think I've got to be funny to somebody. I just got to find somebody in my brand of humor. So, you know, I've got to tell you that, you know, it's one of those things that I've always had a challenge with is sharing my faith with people. And so, you know, was that challenging for you to go online and kind of share your faith at first? And how did you kind of overcome that challenge?
Yes, it was. even on a, not even on screen, but in real person, it's a challenge to share your faith, right? Because you don't know how the other person is going to perceive that. And one of the things that I feel that it's important about sharing my faith is, number one, share it with love, two, with intention, and number three, with respect. Because there's nothing worse than having somebody trying to shove their ideas and their beliefs and everything else, you know, to you. Because, I mean, I've had that experience as well, right? And like when somebody wants to just convey their ideas in a very disrespectful way. So I'm like, no, thank you. But I think that part of sharing my faith is being me, being honest and sincere of what God has done in my life and share that, the good, the bad, and the ugly, because sometimes that's the hardest part of it. It's easier to share your faith when things are like, oh my gosh, everything is all cool and fun. And, but when you're going through really hard stuff, it's really, really difficult, you know?
I was going to say, that's the stuff that makes us relatable to others, though, is that, yeah. You know, our experience points is always like to say, you know, the things that have happened to us in life that we went through and we came out on the other side. And now we have a story we can share about how, you know, we went through perseverance and how we overcame those situations. So, yeah, definitely agree with that. And that kind of leads into kind of our topic tonight, because, you know, the very things that you said that make it easier to share your faith also make it possible to talk with folks that have a different opinion, who disagree with us. And I'm not going to name names, but no. So you have a show that you do with another person. So you have a show that you do on your channel called Conversation with Andy and Anna. And my first question is how did he get top billing? I need to know that. So
I'm gonna pull an Andy, because Andy wears glasses, right? And when he's trying to say something important, he takes off his glasses for dramatic effect, he says. So I miss him. I miss him so much, because Andy is Jewish and I am a Christian. And that's how our conversation starts. We started, this was a very organic thing that happened. Mm-hmm. We met at the same time I met you through Lita. Yeah. And, you know, I was like, what is this man talking about? And, you know, I was like, sometimes I don't agree with some of the things that he seems to believe and shares, and he doesn't agree with some of my stuff, but I've learned so much from Andy. I have such respect for him. He is such a wise man. He's a wise man, and I love how he respects also my ideas, and he doesn't try to just, you know, impose something to me. In fact, we had a conversation very briefly about abortion, and he left me thinking with some of the things that he shared, and I left him thinking with some of the things that I shared. And we haven't retouched that subject again, but I love the way that we had that conversation, and most of it was off air. And sometimes I think like, man, we should have captured that. But we have these conversations that have created this friendship, you know, like I know that if I was in need, I could call Andy any day, you know, and he'll be there for me. So it's I think more than it's a casual conversation, but with respect, and also coming in to when there's somebody that is different from you or thinks different from you, coming in with curiosity. What can I learn from this person? Rather than like, oh, I'm going to make him change his mind because, you know, Like, no, it's with curiosity. What can you learn from other people, and why do you think like that? And ask questions. Don't just assume. You know, I'm in therapy, and my therapist says that assumptions, it's not a good. She says, like, pardon me, Anna, but do you know what they say about assumptions, right? And I'm like, no. And she's like, as of you and me, assumptions. So, and I'm like, oh my God, she said AAS. but it's true.
Show too. No,
anyway, no. I guess. So sorry. but I thought it was kind of funny because I also, when she was saying it, I thought about a donkey, you know?
Yeah, and that is true. And so, you know, here we are on YouTube and we're having conversations, and I mean, just respecting the other person, like you said, and being open-minded. There are so many things we can learn from people who even, you know, completely disagree with us. There are things that we can learn from them, and there are things that they can learn from us. And sure, we all would like to convince the other person to believe exactly as we feel and exactly as we believe, but you know, it's not always possible. But right. Then at the same time, you can respectfully agree to disagree and come away from the conversation not being mad at either right. person. And so that's what I like about these conversations that you can have. And so you know, Andy's of a different faith, and so you guys have a conversation online, and I've watched it, and I started to come up with the word of the day, but I didn't get a chance to come up with a word. You know, I looked, I was like, word of the day, and so I didn't like what the word of the day was. I said, no, that's just not my show. I was just trying to think. And so, you know, oh, man, you know, and then I'm like, well, that's Andy's thing. I don't want to do what Andy's doing. So, but I do like that you guys kind of, you know, share knowledge back and forth. And have those conversations. And so that's good stuff. And Andy, we'll talk bad about him. He was supposed to be on the show tonight too, but you know.
Right. Yeah. He had funner things to do today. He's traveling.
He just had things that he decided was a higher priority. So no, I understand.
Yeah. I know. But we just so you guys know, we started this series and he came up with this idea. We're going to come back in September because he's going to be traveling the whole month of August. And, you know, we have stuff to do too here. But we are taking questions, 36 questions that was published in an article of the New York Times, that it's scientifically proved that if you ask those questions to a person, you create this level of intimacy and, you know, friendship or camaraderie, just asking this 36 questions, because you learn about the person, you know, with this particular purpose. So we're on question number 3. So when we come back, we're going to retake on that. We'll see how that goes.
Is that going to be like one question per episode, or how are you?
Yeah. Yeah. Well, we were like, you know, like when we started it, we're like, oh yeah, we'll just go over the list. Well, we couldn't move from question number 1. And I can see that, why is this like even psychologically impactful, right, if you would. So yeah, it's going to be fun. It's going to be fun.
It's like 20 questions expanded.
So, yeah, that's
we're
right.
We're not doing 20, we're doing 36. So
yeah. And then we do the Hebrew words too, or you know, or he says something, or I say something in Spanish, and then he asks me about that too.
Supposed to be better at Spanish than I am, so it's really bad. Yeah. We have a lot of friends out in chat. I want to go say shout outs to them.
Yes.
So I have Adam out here. Hey, Roy and Anna.
Hey, Coach Adam.
Marcus. Wow, it's early in the morning for you, sir. But Marcus says hi, Roy and Anna. Marcus says, hi to Adam. Hey there, Marcus. Lisa Marie says, hello, everyone. Hey, welcome to the show. Lisa, I don't know if I've seen you on the show before. If you've been there before, I apologize. I missed it, but thanks for coming. There's my wife, Donna, saying hi to everyone. So happy to see you, Anna.
Oh, hi, Donna.
Adam saying, hey, Lisa Maria. Hugh, actually, brain's not working tonight, but huge demand. But anyway, He's the man. Hey, hello, everybody. Walt's out there. And then you the man. How about you, buddy? Oh, good, coach. How things are grass. Yeah. So everybody's just saying hi. Dev talking about graphics. This is funny. Okay. Yeah. Yes. That's how things were in the graphics world. And Adam said, drawn out. So, and then Walt said, pretty much black and white. Yeah. So,
those videos that Coach Adam are putting out there, they're really cool. Really cool.
And he's doing a vlog series right now. So, he's getting ready to go on vacation. So, it's really cool.
Yeah. I'm so jealous.
So, yeah. He's going down to Mexico, where his family's from. So that's pretty
Cabos.
Cool.
Yeah. I mean, it's my dream. I told my husband last week, I'm like, we have to go to Los Cabos.
The short videos are definitely portrait mode and yep. So yep, cool stuff. Yes. Anyway. So
awesome.
I tell you, we're going to do, this is like an abbreviated episode tonight. So we, you know, the other part is I really want to get started having more conversation with people and kind of branching out. I've done a lot of interviews with folks, and usually we're doing a how-to. We're talking about how-to. So here's the question. Here's my how-to question for you. How do you have a difficult conversation with someone and keep it calm? So what are your techniques for that? Other than talking to Andy, who's just difficult. He's just such a difficult person. Actually, Andy is so laid back. I just really cool. Yeah. What's your kind of process there for having difficult conversations? And what is your thoughts about having those difficult conversations live on YouTube as you do?
Yeah. Well, I think it's so timely, because you don't have any idea. Just been having some very difficult conversations lately. But I've also, during this time that I've taken a little sabbatical, if you would, I've been learning a lot about conflict and how to have these difficult conversations and what is my part, because in a difficult conversation, I cannot control the other person, but I am able to control myself. And to do that, I need to know myself. What are my triggers? How can I create a space of response rather than a reaction? And also how to regulate my body, because this is so fascinating, but I learned that it starts manifesting physically. You know, when you're having a conversation and that other person is saying something that you don't like, the first things that come to mind or that manifest in your body is like you get, this heat or like a cringe or like, your leg is twitching or something, a physical reaction. So if you are in awareness, when you're in conversation with someone and you caught yourself on those things, you're like, oh, wait a minute, that person said something that I didn't like. Let me take a moment and just breathe. And, you know, again, my faith always comes in and you have the renewal of the mind, right? Well, Jesus says that you have that power and that you can, and change your thoughts for bad thoughts for good thoughts. So I call up on Jesus and take a breather and say, again, the next thing is to ask questions. And the curiosity about that, the beginning of that conflict. Okay, so why do you think this way? Instead of responding to anything that it's coming at you, but start asking questions into that conversation. Maybe that will also regulate the other person and it will help you to process what the other person is saying. So yeah, I think it's very important to be in the awareness zone when you be full immerse in the conversation and really listening. If you, a lot of us, I think that we don't practice enough of this intentional listening. And because we're so busy and we have this thing, right? And it's always like, ding, ding, ding. And you're like, oh, yeah, yeah. And what did you say? And so it's having the full attention to a person and engaging in conversation and really listening. And sometimes conflict comes because the other person, there's an underlying situation. And their, you know, anger is a secondary emotion. So that comes out and you're like, oh, wait a minute, why are you getting mad? Okay, there is something else going on, right? Let's dig a little bit. So and try to figure that out. And I think that those three things, just be present, brief, and own what's your part. Because again, you can't control the other person. So you have to be able to control yourself and recognize those things. And for the longest time, as I started therapy, the therapist used to say all the time, okay, let's take a moment of awareness. And I'm like, oh, I hate that word, awareness. Like, what do you want me to tell? I'm like, yeah, there's, but it's a practice. It's a practice.
It's really hard for me to do intentional learning. First of all, as guys, we're hardwired to want to solve problems. And, and that's the first thing. Then another version of me wants to immediately give you the answer to the question before you finish the question. And so, these are challenging things that I have been working on really hard. My wife's on here. She probably said, no, you haven't. But anyway, no. I promise. I'm trying. No, right. I am really trying. And, empathy, putting ourselves in another person's place to kind of try to understand things from their point of view. These are all things, compassion, gratitude. Because, a lot of us have so many blessings in our lives, and we want the best for other people, and so to really just kind of listen to what they're saying, I was, that intentionality is just so hard. Yeah. But sometimes you really just have to sit on your hands and keep your mouth shut and just listen, and then if they ask for a response, that's when you say, okay, here's what I think, or how I feel.
Something that I learned recently, maybe a month ago, from Coach Adam, and that stayed with me forever. He said that you always have to ask, may I, give you a word, or may I suggest this? Like, don't come out just listen. Yeah. You got to do this, or I mean, here's my 2 cents, right? Even though they didn't ask you. So I think that is important too, just to ask if our opinions or our feedback is wanted, because sometimes that also creates conflict, right? Okay, you didn't ask me, but I'm telling you what to do.
So, you didn't want my opinion, but here it is.
That's
the other part, is I get excited. I get very excited, and I'm scared I'm going to forget the thought. And so I have to be very careful not to interrupt people. I am guilty of that a lot. So I try so hard to wait my turn, but I'm impatient. So these are challenging things, but these are things that, definitely when you're interviewing folks online, it's a challenge. There's more folks out there. Let's see. Partido Nacional Incel Imto says hi.
Hi.
I haven't seen this person before, but welcome. Adam says, very wise point, Samana. Listen is the key. Definitely, absolutely, listening is the key. And I think if you listen, it's so much easier to find common ground than it is than if you just go off on a rant. Flies and honey, as opposed to vinegar kind of approach, definitely. And so,
And I have to say, for live streamers, especially when we're doing interviews, we're doing right now, because I feel great right now because I don't have to manage anything. But when I'm the interviewer, I have to be looking at the chat and changing the screen and yeah. all that. So I'm like, oh, shoot, what did I ask him and what did he say?
Oh, that happened. That happened to me on an interview. I was interviewing somebody. I asked them this really deep question. They partially answered. Then they went off on a tangent. And then we both went off on a tangent. And then she came back and says, what was the original question? Right. I don't even remember. Let's see if I got a replay function. I don't. But okay. Yeah. And then I got thinking about, oh, wait, I remember it was this. But yeah, so, yeah. You know, live is live. And, right. You know, part of that is you have to keep yourself in check. You have to filter yourself. You know, whatever screaming in your head at the time when you're going live, you have to like, oh, I can't say that. Stop. So it's, you know, it's definitely, you know, it's nerve wracking flying by the seat of your pants, so to speak. And like, yeah, I got to change scenes. And sometimes I hit the wrong button, but you know, right. Live is live, and I grant myself mm-hmm. faith that, you know, the grace, I mean, in that case, I don't stress about it if I mess up because, you know, it's, mm-hmm. it's live.
But, no, but you're pretty much a pro, I have to say.
I don't know about that, but I'm trying.
I've learned so much from you.
I try to get 1% better every week. So, Some yeah. weeks it's like 0.00001% better, but I go for it. And that's what I'm trying to get for.
That's the thing too. Also, you know, that you're very consistent with your show and I love it. So
yes, yeah. Every Tuesday at 9 p.m. Eastern, 6 p.m. Pacific, yeah. Whether I should or not, I go live. So, yeah.
So that's what I saw today on Facebook, a post, and it was this picture of a guy two guys in the stairs. Mm-hmm. And when you're ready to give up, and he's sitting like this in the stair, like he's ready to give up. Yeah. And then they open up the picture and he's been like little steps, mm-hmm. but he's almost at the top. And what you said, you're going to give up, but you're look how far you've come, you know, by being consistent.
Yeah.
So, That's a lesson that you give us every Tuesday.
Yeah, well, I try. I thank you. I appreciate that. Just I love doing this live show. I really get a big thrill out of it, especially, yeah. You know, and some nights I get to go in real depth about a topic, and that's when people stop watching. But I'm still trying to teach people how to do stuff. And so that's the goal is, if, you know, come away having learned something. And so kind of my goal tonight was let's talk about conversations on live streams on YouTube, you know, what's the thing, the takeaway here, and the takeaway is, you know, probably grace is a thing. You have to give people a lot of grace, and if you lead with that, that makes difficult conversations very well. And difficult conversations are always interesting.
Yeah.
I never like to go controversial, but difficult conversations are always interesting, and definitely, as you said earlier,
sometimes necessary.
They are necessary. We have, you know, sometimes you have to take a stand on things and say this is what I believe, and you mm-hmm. don't have to believe it. I wish you did, but you don't. Mm-hmm. But this is how I feel, and you know, this is my story, or this is the morals that I live with, or this is my standard that I've set that I'm going to live by, and as long as I'm consistent in living by that standard, you know, that's who I am. So, yeah.
That's true.
All right. So let's do something fun, really, really fun. Would you like to do the lightning round?
Yes, but I thought that we were already doing something fun.
Oh, no, we are. We are. I needed that. Yeah. See, this is why I need to filter myself. Yeah. So, I didn't mean that. I wasn't saying that.
No, you're good.
Being live is the fun. This is the fun that I have every week. So
yeah, it's fun. It is fun.
Yeah.
Yeah, right. I'm ready.
We're gonna do the
lightning. I'm ready, Freddie.
All right. So Sounds good. So in case anybody doesn't know, let's see. Let's get this started. Let's get on the right places here. All right. So in case you don't know, the lightning round is a this or that game. And I do have a timer now, but I'm getting ready to get rid of it. I think I'm going to get rid of the timer. I don't want you to rush through the answers because sometimes the context sometimes the context and why that's your answer is interesting. Well, and I encourage everybody that's out there in chat, please play along. I get a kick out of seeing your answers as well. And so we'll feature those after we get through the lightning round. But if you're
ready. Come on, Marcus. Let's see this. I'm going to
hit that button. Here we go. And go. All right. First question, science or history?
Oh, history.
Okay, broccoli or green beans?
Oh, carrots. Carrots.
All right, amusement parks or water parks?
Oh, gosh. I will say amusement parks.
All right.
Yeah.
Would you rather become a fish or a bird?
Oh, a bird all day long. I want to fly.
All right, Star Wars or Star Trek?
You know, I think Star Trek because I actually watched it, and Star Wars, I only watched one movie so far. Yeah, then thank you for that.
Well, hopefully you watched The New Hope. I don't care if you watched any of the rest. You know, that's the one that matters.
Yeah.
Bagpipes or piano?
Piano. It's so weird.
Monopoly or Clue?
Oh, I have no clue how to play Clue, so I'm going to go with Monopoly, and I love money.
All right. City streets or country roads?
Country roads, definitely.
All right. Coffee or tea?
Tea. Got one right now.
What kind of tea do you drink? What's your favorite type of tea?
I have ginger with peach right now.
Okay. So a good herbal tea. I didn't know. Like Earl Grey, I didn't know. All right. Action, adventure, or comedy?
Comedy.
All right. Ketchup or ranch dressing?
Ketchup. I mean, I like both, but ketchup.
Silly hats or silly socks?
I love hats, but not much the silly. But I don't like socks, but they are silly. So I'm going to go with silly socks.
Netflix or Hulu?
Netflix, because my Hulu thing expired, so I'm not about to renew it.
What's your favorite show on Netflix?
On Netflix? Oh, gosh.
What's the last thing you binged that you're willing to admit?
Oh, man, I didn't even want you to ask me that. But this Reinventing Anna.
Oh, yeah,
I think it's
that was really good.
Trippy. It's kind of, it got me to watch the whole thing, but it's kind of trippy.
Okay. Art museums or history museum?
Art museums, yeah.
Camping or glamping?
Oh, no, glamping. Those girls ain't heat. I need my AC.
What's cuter, babies dressed as animals or animals dressed as humans?
Babies dressed as animals, yeah.
Okay. Rich and famous or rich and unknown?
Rich and unknown. I don't want anybody to ask me for money.
All right, cooking or being cooked for?
Oh, being cooked for, definitely. I think that's every mama's dream.
All right.
I did it on time.
Yeah. The last question, ninjas or pirates?
Oh, I'm just going to go with pirates. Because, you know, I can't imagine anybody wearing something tight.
Okay, so pirates are the win. All right, let's see what everybody said. Let's see. Marcus said lightning. All right, Marcus said history. He picked broccoli.
Ew.
Amusement parks. He wants to also be a bird. He says trick. He says piano. He says Monopoly. He says city street. So he's city folk. He likes it in the big. He drinks tea. Comedy, ranch dressing, hats, Netflix, art, camping, babies in dressed as animals. And his final answer is pirates. But Adam disagrees. He says zombies.
Well, I think zombies might be a mix of pirates and ninjas.
I can't see pirates and ninjas be zombies.
I don't know about that. But yeah, well, this was so much fun. It really was.
Thank you so much for being on the show. That was awesome. So I always like the lightning round. That's one of my favorite segments on the show. So
yes, and I think everybody else's too. You know, I like love that people participate also in the comments. That makes it really fun.
Mark says lightning. All right, so let's talk about all the places that you can find Anna. So her YouTube channel is Anna Zagari Faith 52. So right now you have to look for that, because you know, and go there and find her. And this is also where you'll find her conversations with Andy and Anna. There's a cool playlist there with four episodes. I know, like you said, in September more episodes are coming. And then definitely, when are you going to resume your Friday live chats?
I hope in the middle of September. August.
Okay. All right. So coming soon to YouTube near you. And then you have a website. Might be time to.
I do, and I'm also reinventing it, because I'm changing some of my content. So I put it on pause. So it's coming back.
Good times. And then if you want to find her on Facebook, they have a group called Casual Conversations with Andy and Anna. Since the group is paused, and admin pauses group. And then I had your page pulled up, Faith52. Where'd it go? Let's find it again. I hope I can spell tonight. I can't. I can't spell tonight. So I'm going to, I know you shouldn't go live, and you shouldn't do math. You shouldn't be able to do math while live. These are rules. You never do math while live. In Faith 52 on Facebook.
Yeah.
So find Anna in all those places. And
I would love for anybody that needs some help with their children's ministry. I'll be happy to help with that. You know, I do training and have curriculum and do all kinds of things for children ministry, and also the conversations on Fridays with my guest and on Thursdays with Andy.
That's awesome. And you seem like you go to a lot of conferences. Is that?
I do online conferences, for children's ministries, and I also, tell ministry people or nonprofit organizations how to go live or how to create videos. Very simple, with most of churches and nonprofits are in a really tight budget. So, I help them with little tricks and things that I've practice myself with my phone or just a laptop without the whole setup of the microphone and cameras and all that kind of stuff. But I do that, and I create PowerPoint presentations also for people that need them for their trainings. And that's about it.
That's very cool. Yep.
Mm-hmm.
Cool.
Yeah. And I do translations too, porque yo también hablo español.
Yeah. and that's an interesting thing, because there is a lot of work now where people are taking their English videos and having people transcribe them for them into a different language. And because there's a lot of services, but they are not extremely accurate. And so people are paying people for the service to do a translation of their videos so that it's available in other languages.
Well, here I am.
That's really cool. I like so maybe one day my channel will be successful enough where I can not depend on Google's captions.
Right. I can help you anytime. Yeah.
I think 0.02% of my viewers are watching English be translated into Spanish using the captions coming off Google. And sometimes Google's captions are not what I intended. So that's interesting. Anyway,
I try that. Oh yes, and I'm gonna be on Marcus's show also on Thursday. Okay. So we're gonna try this again. And Marcus, you see how Ecamm does work for me, because it didn't work last time. So we're gonna try it again on Thursday. So we hope to see you there too.
Yeah. So Marcus says, shameless plug, Anna will be on my show, be on my channel this Thursday, 1 p.m. PST. And then Adam says, 100%. And then K Bueno. So.
Yeah. I'm going to invite Coach Adam on my show one of these days in Spanish.
Yeah.
We'll just have a conversation in Spanish.
That would be a good show. I wouldn't understand. I should. Yeah. I've taken a lot of Spanish in school. Let's go find Marcus's show. So this is Marcus Schwab there. And this, so Anna's going to be on Marcus's show, and I'm not showing that, so you guys have no idea what I'm talking about. Let's try that. 100% more sharing.
There we go.
So Marcus is live Thursdays Pacific time at 1 p.m., which, let's see, that's way late.
Way late in the morning.
Wee hours in the morning for you there, Marcus. I'm trying to go see. I know.
I hope not. Coast.
Well,
it's going to be 3 p.m. for me.
6 hours difference. That would be 3 p.m. for you. 4 p.m. for me. 6 hours. Oh, that's not too bad. About 10 p.m. his time. So that's not too bad. Yeah.
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah.
All right. Thank you so much for being on the show tonight. I know I had to rush you out of a Bible study. I am a horrible human being. I rushed you out of a Bible study to be on the show tonight.
No, it was all good. It was all good. Yeah, I was prayed up before I got here, so that's why your show went well.
That's good. Awesome. Thank you for doing that, because anything you can do to help the show is great, and I definitely appreciate it. Definitely being prayed up before the show is a great thing. So I didn't pray up tonight, so that's bad. I apologize. I'm sorry, Lord. I should have done it.
It's all good. It's all good.
And that's it. That's our show. Thank you again so much, Anna. I hope you have a great rest of your week.
Thank you.
Thanks for being on the show. And that's a wrap, everybody.
Thank you, Marcus.
Bye.
Thank you, Adam.
Thanks for coming.
See you next time. Thank you, Roy. Bye.
Let's see, where's my exit button? I have a button here somewhere that says outro, and it ran away. And that's okay. But all right. Well, that was fun. Where'd my outro go?
You want me to sing in the meantime?
Yeah, go ahead and sing.
Okay, if you're happy and you know it, clap your hands.
Hopefully we don't get a copyright strike for that. So, all right, everybody, thanks and good night.
Bye.
We're out of here. Bye.